I was heartbroken. I couldn't believe that my own father would do that to me. I chose Carlos. I knew that I couldn't live without him. When I saw him, he was in handcuffs. He looked at me with tears in his eyes.
I'm sorry, Anna. I did not want to drag you into this.
Don't say that. I love you, and I will always love you. I couldn't believe that my father had turned us in.
Join Anna and Carlos as they navigate their forbidden love, cross the water, and fight for their happily ever after in a story of passion, courage, and power of love. It's a reminder of the sacrifices we make for love. Now streaming, Valentine's special story, Crossing Borders, featuring actress Anna Rawson as guest storyteller.
I met Carlos on a hot summer day at the border town where I grew up. He was new to town, working as a handyman for my neighbor. I was immediately drawn to him. His dark eyes, his strong jawline, and the way he smiled at me. But I knew that our relationship was not going to be easy. Carlos was an illegal immigrant, and my father was a border patrol agent. We started talking, and I quickly discovered that we had a lot in common. He loved music just like me, and he was passionate about art. He wanted to be an artist, but he couldn't pursue his dream in his own country. He had to leave everything behind to come to the United States in search of a better life. Despite the language barrier, we found a way to communicate. We talked about everything, from our dreams to our fears. He told me how scared he was of being caught and deported. And I told him how scared I was of losing him. I knew that our love was forbidden, but I couldn't help it. I was falling in love with him. We started dating in secret. We would meet at night in the park or at the beach. We would hold hands and kiss under the stars, pretending that nothing else mattered. But the reality was that our love was a ticking time bomb. One day, my father caught us together. He was furious. He told me that I couldn't see Carlos anymore, that he was a criminal and that he would turn him in. I was heartbroken. I couldn't believe that my own father would do that to me. I knew that I had to make a decision. I had to choose between my love for Carlos and my loyalty to my father. I chose Carlos. I knew that I couldn't live without him. We decided to run away together. We packed our bags and left in the middle of the night. We took the bus to the border and walked across the desert, hoping to make it to the other side. But the border control was waiting for us. They chased us and they caught us. Carlos was arrested and I was left alone. I was in shock. I couldn't believe that my father had turned us in. I was devastated. I didn't know what to do. I decided to go to the jail and see Carlos. I wanted to tell him that I loved him and that I was sorry. When I saw him, he was in handcuffs. He looked at me with tears in his eyes.
I'm sorry, Anna. I did not want to drag you into this.
Don't say that. I love you, and I will always love you. He looked at me and smiled.
I love you too, Anna. I love you too, and I will always love you.
I hugged him and kissed him. I knew that it would be the last time that I would see him. The next day, Carlos was deported. I was heartbroken. I couldn't believe that our love story had ended just like that. But I knew that I had to move on. Years passed and I never forgot about Carlos. I always wondered what could have been if things had been different. And then one day, I received a letter from Carlos. He was back in the United States and he was waiting for me at the border. He'd been granted asylum and he wanted to see me again. I couldn't believe it. I quickly packed my bags and headed to the border. I was nervous and excited all at the same time. I didn't know what to expect. When I saw him, he was standing there, smiling. He looked the same, but different. He had a scar on his cheek, and he had a cane. He told me that he'd been shot while trying to escape the Border Patrol. He had been in hospital for months recovering from his injuries, but he was alive and he was free. We hugged and kissed. We didn't need words. We knew that we had been through a lot, but we had made it. We had crossed the border of love and we were together again. From that day on, we were inseparable. We moved to the city and started a new life. Carlos became a successful artist, and I became a writer. We had a family and we were happy. Years passed and we never forgot about the past. We knew that our love story had been a journey, full of obstacles and sacrifices, but we also knew that it had been worth it. We had crossed the border of love, and we had made it. We had found a way to be together, and that's all that mattered.
Hey. If you enjoyed this audio story, I'm linking below in show notes description stories for you from different genres and series such as romance, adventure, drama, spiritual stories, superhero drama, freedom fighters, Arabian Nights, Sherlock Holmes. You can download these stories and listen as per your convenience. Good news is we have updated our website, which is www.createyouryears.in, so you can find stories from your favorite genres. So why wait? Enjoy magical storytelling, download free and listen as per your convenience while you commute. And at the end, I just like to say that if you like this show, follow or subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening so you get notified whenever we bring new stories. And do rate us, because rating helps others to know the quality of our show. So what are you waiting for? Go ahead to the show notes, tap on the links, as per your genres, and enjoy the magic of storytelling.